Well, good morning. It is 10:57 a.m. on a Tuesday? Yeah. A Tuesday, April 14th, 2026. You're on a mostly cloudy morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's, alright, it's still recording. Stuff it in my pocket. 60 degrees, really cloudy. The wind is really chilly. I should have worn the extra sweatshirt today, but I did not. So I'm trying to walk fast and keep a little body heat going. I'm almost out of the wind again. Get down into the neighborhoods here, it should be fine. Music this morning is again Blues is the Truth, Ian McHugh. I'm still working through the first episode of the podcast. It's the latest one. I think it's dated April 14th. I'm not sure. I don't remember. Getting this podcast catcher, this pod catcher to work is a ridiculously ad-laden piece of crap to find RSS feeds and accept them. Subscription button hidden way down behind 14 layers of ads, 3 layers of menus. I am not impressed. Good morning. Okay. But Blues is the Truth. It's a little something just to keep me moving this morning, just to keep me walking and talking, make it merry like Christmas. Still working on book 18 of Wandering In. It's not exactly eating my brain, but it's making my meal times and bedtimes longer and later. I can't complain. I can't really complain. Last night was another good night. Actually, Fitbit said it was a good night. It was 8 hours spread across 2 naps. But Fitbit gave me an 85 on it. I can't complain. Can't complain. Feeling rested. I got a bunch of stuff done this morning. Caught up on some housekeeping. Did a little satisfactory before I got underway. I'm building a dedicated factory for crystal oscillators. I'm going to need to build a rail line to carry them where I need them, but I know how to do that. Actually, I know how to do that pretty quickly now. So yeah, that's a positive. I have plenty of power. Power is always the bugaboo. The thing that sneaks up and bangs you in the head when you run out all of a sudden and your entire factory all across the map dies if you've got only one power source. And I realized I'm only using about half my turbo fuel. I should make a blueprint and stamp out some more. Stamp out a few more power stations to take advantage of the turbo fuel that I spent so much time and effort to start making, and then only used half of it to generate power. I keep generating more power using just regular fuel because I have to burn off excess heavy oil residue because of my plastic factory and my rubber factory. So there's that. What else? Reading, writing. I got a good session in yesterday. Again, only one, but approaching my old 1,000 words an hour level. Not quite there yet, but getting there. Really. And perhaps this afternoon I will get a few word sprints back to back to see where this story, it's still in its opening stages. It's under 10,000 words total, but we're closing in on 10,000. A very pretty pink Mary Kay, I assume, Cadillac. Interesting. There are several Mary Kay people in the neighborhood where I know they're Mary Kays because they have these pink cars. At least, and usually they have like a Mary Kay cosmetic sticker in the back window or on the bumper or something. Mary Kay distributor. Got another notice that my PayPal has been disabled. and the interesting, problematic, stupid part is that it's not the address that I have associated with my PayPal. So, yeah. Oh, and it's addressed to somebody who's not me. I'm getting emails for Amy. I feel sorry for Amy. I wish there was something I could do, but for some reason, Amy's PayPal account has been linked to mine, to my Gmail address, for which I have absolutely no control in terms of PayPal, because that's not my PayPal account. Oh, shoot, I did not bring your peanuts this morning. Somebody get you an orange, that's nice. It's purple lilac. Looking purple, looking lilac. You smell good, too. It's supposed to rain. And it would not surprise me if it actually did. The forecast is not terribly reliable lately. The one on my phone, the area forecast description from the weather service is pretty good, but what shows up in my weather app is Well, let's just say it's problematic. I can trust it as far as a rough guess of the temperature. But if I really want to know what the official temperature is, I actually go to the airport and ping the weather station at the airport, which actually gives me information. That's what's being reported to the National Weather Service, which is good. Oh, it's looking some like Virgo off to the south. Oh, wow, that looks like a funnel. I wonder if there's some stuff happening. Coming up on it, get ready. Stay with me. Monk Post. One of the interesting aspects of living in Greeley is the Greeley hole. And I'm pretty sure it's a hole and not a bump. Weather systems have a tendency to circle around us. You can see a whole line of thunder showers coming. And when it gets close to Greeley, it splits into two, and half goes north, half goes south. It's not that we don't get them, but it happens frequently enough that you can notice when it happens. Because everybody's, oh my God, thunder shower. And you look out the window and it's maybe a little bit cloudy, but certainly there's no rain. There's certainly no thunder showers. But you look north and there's black clouds. You look south, there's black clouds. You look west, there's black clouds. You look east, not so much. So it's a really interesting phenomenon. I'm not exactly sure why, how, but it has to have something to do with the landscape here. It has to have something to do with the elevation, because we drop about 200 feet into the Greeley average elevation in about, I want to say in about 10 miles, which isn't a really steep gradient, but it's enough to disturb balanced weather systems that are sliding over the top of us, apparently. Now, it may be deeper. It may be 500. I don't know. Stuff coming off the mountains. It's coming down from way up high. So, you know, it probably stabilizes at the equilibrium point that's highest rather than the lowest one. So it makes for some interesting weather. Just work up a little bit of a sweat here. I'm not freezing. The air is a bit sharp, but it feels refreshing as opposed to chilling. Coming up on this big lilac hedge. Some of them have already gone by. Oh my. A lot of purple flowers, a lot of blooms yet to happen. This one bunch has just one little small blossom low and then several high, nothing in the middle. This one's looking good. One on the end. It gets the most sun. It's downhill, so it must get the most water. This guy who's working on the thatching yesterday has left some little piles of thatch. Grackles and blackbirds around. I can hear them. these? Are these the locust trees? I think they are. I was calling them crab apples, but if I remember from past falls, that's where the locust pods fall. Or maybe this is, I don't know. What are these? Interesting, whatever they are. That guy did not chop down his tall grass, his pampas grass, if that's what it is. Pretty much everybody else in the neighborhood who grows this tall, 7-8 foot tall grass with the feathery plumes at the top, which I'm calling pampas grass, which may not actually be pampas grass. Everybody else has chopped it down to about a foot tall. Just stump. I'm coming up on a batch of it now. I wonder if it started to put up new growth yet. It has. I think I noticed this yesterday. Yeah. All around the outside edge of those stumps. Fresh green shoots coming up. It's already a foot tall. Okay, noisy truck guy. A lot of green grass in the ditch. I'm not seeing any sign of cattails yet. Although the rhizomes should be down there and getting ready to burst forth. Some patches of rye coming up here beside the sidewalk. That one's looking quite, there's some bladed wheatgrass or crested wheatgrass. I forget which one it is. It's already starting to go, put out some ears. Some dog poop out in the grass. Or it may be coyote poop, I don't know. It's a big chunk of, looks like a big chunk of flint just sitting there by itself in the grass. Lots of kids, young kids, little kids, toddlers, parents. Mothers, apparently, for the most part. I don't see any father candidates. Walking off some of the energy from the, for the toddlers. There's one guy just crawling. Literally, a little guy just crawling on his hands and knees. Don't crawl on the concrete, kid. You wear out your jeans. Ask me how I know. Oh, and the Willis is just blowing in the wind today. Yeah, that's a lot of wind. The flag is not quite fully extended, but it every once in a while it flaps out there. There's quite a lot of wind. It's coming up from the south. hands at my back as I'm walking toward the house. My legs are looking lilac-y. I have some sports on the inside of my fence. I'm gonna have to get in there, take my chainsaw. And I have more stuff to cut out from around the air conditioning unit too, or we're gonna roast this summer. At any rate, I am coming up on it. Yep. The back gate. The point where I say tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I won't talk to you then because tomorrow's a 3-day. But the day after isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.